Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys, so my name is Franklin, and I'm a member here, and I'd like to talk about Go Time. Go Time is where we talk about, it stands for Global Outreach, as you can see, where we talk about what's going on locally and globally through Impact. And today's a special one, and because we're going to talk about our logistics team, so you get to get peek behind the curtain to see what how all of this happened. So I'm going to ask Dave and Hans to come up. And yeah, they're going to give us a little bit more information on just logistics. So let's just get right into it. What is logistics?
My name is Hans, so let me talk a little bit about the logistics team. For those of you who don't know, the logistics team is more than just setting up. It's actually the opportunity that God has given all of us to be the body of Christ. And if you think about the body of Christ, every body, every member has a function in that body. You're a foot, you're a hand, you're an eye. You have a function and a purpose. And it actually takes a lot to prepare this place for worship. And so the logistics team has the opportunity and the blessing to come to the space maybe an hour early and to actually prepare yourself mentally and spiritually to set up the place where God can meet with you and God can interact with you and God can speak to you in a way that only He can during the week. And it's a privilege to be part of an amazing team and having Dave as our leader to come here to set up chairs, tables, to work with every serve team and to see how you can contribute in helping them build up the body of Christ. And so we have an amazing team of just an amazing logistics team that comes here early to set up and to make sure that everything is set to go so that we can meet with God, so that God can speak to us and we can honor Him and worship Him in an amazing way. So if you're interested, if you feel like you have a calling for that, or if you feel like you don't know what to do about that, Dave is going to tell you more about this, but it's an amazing way to just build up the body of Christ, to use your gifts, and to serve the church in this capacity.
So is logistics just on Sundays?
No.
Give us more.
So the other time logistics plays is any of the church-wide outreach events that we do, like Do Good Friday. And other things, we're going to ask people to show up for those. Praise and worship nights, we need people to set up for that. So we'll schedule you for those kinds of things. And in general, any activity where the church gathers to do service in the community, missions work, whatever else, we're going to end up having people there doing logistics. And I just want to say, there's a lot more people that are on the logistics team that are on the logistics team. Because every time we show up and we're working, there's a whole lot more people who are doing logistics. So in that way, it's almost like the worship team. They're up here leading or setting the example of how to worship while we all worship. That's what logistics is. We're going to set the example of what needs to get done so that everybody, like if you're leaving today and you see somebody picking up a chair, you might pick up a chair and stack it. Or something like that. So that's the logistics team is really all of us. But
yeah, that's good. So. That's good. So how do we get involved?
You can talk to Hans. You can talk to me. You can talk to Phil, who's our admin, or you can talk to Becky. And either who's on Next Steps, anybody on the Next Steps team, they can hook you up, and I'll get an email, and then I'll talk with you. Like this morning, Corey, I'll point him out. Was his first time. He was just, I didn't even schedule him. I just texted him yesterday. Normally, I like to give him more notice. But I said, hey, if you're available, I'm on logistics today. You can hang out with me and see what happens. And so we'll give you a chance to see what's going on and see what happens. And then once you're acclimated, we'll put you on the regular schedule, and you'll get a notification in Church Center that tells you when to show up. And you can say, yeah, I can be there, or no, I can't.
Excellent. So you guys mentioned it's not just moving chairs around or stacking chairs or moving equipment and stuff like that. So how do you guys make disciples in doing all of that?
I knew Franklin was going to ask that question, so I've been thinking about it. And I think about the Last Supper and Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And we put a lot of spiritual meaning in that and things like that. And that's all true, right? But in a very practical way, Jesus was simply doing something that needed to be done and was neglected by other people. And I think that it's good for our heart to orient it in the right posture toward God to serve other people. And that's what logistics is. We're serving. Now, all of the teams are serving, right? But this is a very practical way that if you don't know, like, I'm not sure I'm about teaching kids, I can smile and be friendly, but doing that for like 30 minutes at the hospitality table, I'm not so sure about that. You know, everybody's got their niche, right? But this is a very practical way. Anybody can move a chair. Anybody can put a tablecloth on. Some of us have trouble with the banner, with the pipe and drape, but it's some of us who are more height challenged have a little trouble getting those things up there. But seriously,
you calling
service,
me out
there? Me too. I can do it, but I have to, service is the heart of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And that applies to all the teams, but I think it applies especially to logistics. And so you are being discipled when you're moving chairs. It's stealth discipleship.
Excellent. I like it. That's awesome. So can I pray over the logistics team?
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.